And hello, everybody. This is Tuesday afternoon, August 18th. Time is 1:30. We're here in room 414. This was the notice time and place for us taking comments on our proposed rules on pipeline. Anybody interested in supplying any data or comment to the commission can do so orally here today or by submitting comments. And I believe the deadline for comments is August 28th. The commission will, of course, consider all the written and oral comments it receives and may modify or amend a proposed rule at that time. We've received some comments written from MidAmerican and some suggestions from LRC. And at this time, we will take any oral comment.
Commissioners, this is Stacy Splitsosser with staff. I just had one comment. We found one typographical error on page 11 of the rules. It's 20.10.37.18. On section F, it says landfill gas plastic pipe specifications. We need to change that to say proposed plastic pipe specifications.
Would landfill gas also stay in there? So it'd be proposed landfill gas plastic, or landfill gas proposed plastic pipe, or?
No, I believe we would just take out landfill gas and replace it with proposed.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Solem.
Mr. Chairman, this is Nathan Solem with staff. I have comment on an LRC recommendation on 2010-3710, which is the pipeline operator's incident reporting requirements.
I'm sorry, Nathan, can you mention that site again?
2010-3710.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
It read as filed as soon as reasonably possible following discovery of an incident, there shall be a report filed by phone. And the LRC recommended a change to say if an incident is discovered, the pipeline operator shall notify. I would recommend that it stay as originally filed to match the federal reporting requirements that the operators must file, which have the time essence in there.
Mr. Solem, as long as we're talking about reasonable time frames, LRC also had a comment about 2010-3706. And seem to be a little uncomfortable with the phrase reasonable time. Did you or any other member of staff have any comments on that?
Mr. Chairman, let me get to that point. I would recommend that we insert 90 days.
Okay. Any members of staff have any other sort of response comments toward anything that was filed by LRC? Let's pause again and see if we have any public comment. Staff, on the bottom of page 9, LRC did have a comment. How does the pipeline operator know what date the report was filed with the commission? Any comments?
This is Kara Semler for staff. The way our docket filing system works, the pipeline operator would be a party in the docket and so therefore would receive notice. So I don't believe that in reality is a concern.
Okay. Ms. Wiest, how do we, what's the typical way in which we will respond to LRC, letting them know why we're not accepting their suggestions in two of the three areas they made substantive recommendations?
Oh, usually I just informally call. I think Fred Botts has worked on these rules and talk to him. And a number of the times when you talk about changes that are written in form and style, you don't necessarily have to comply with all those changes. They're just recommendations. So I'll talk to him, and especially when you can give them good reasons as to why, you know, it does that change doesn't work in this instance.
Sure. And, of course, we haven't done anything yet. We'll wait until August 28th to hear other comments that we may receive on LRC's suggested wording or anything we proposed. So one final time, we will go ahead and pause and see if there are any comments from the public. If not, we'll stand by for any written comments until the 28th. Any commissioner comments before we stand adjourned? Then with that, our comment hearing is finished.